Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hiking tips and Camp Hope. That's what we'll be talking about. Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough, and my very special co-host this evening is Jennifer Ely. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Ely. I'm so happy to be here today. Thank you.
Hey, and this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors Radio is our way to challenge you to get outdoors and enjoy things like hiking, kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, biking, you name it. There's a wide variety of choices, especially here in Northern California. And as I mentioned, tonight in the studio, we have back with us Jennifer Ely. Jennifer is the Camp Hope coordinator for Pathways to Hope, and the camp just concluded. So Jennifer, aside from Camp Hope, because we're going to talk about that a little later in the program, and I know you have some exciting things to share, what adventures have you been on this summer?
This summer has been absolutely amazing, and I would just love to tell you how incredible our lake looks. Mm. I've been going to Whiskey Town. I got stand-up paddle boards, and that has been a really fun thing. It's kind of a challenge for me because I'm brand new, but it is so much fun.
Oh, nice. You know, last week we had one of the park ranger supervisors that does the interpretive tours, and we were talking about some of those things. Have you done any of the tours out there?
Yes, I did the kayak tour, like around the, it's kind of around like the outside of the lake there. I mean, well, clearly it's in the water, but right around that outside ring of the lake. And that was really cool because they kind of tell you a little bit about stuff and then, yeah, keep you on a good little path there. And it's really fun.
Oh, nice. I know they give you some information sometimes about the geology, the creation of the lake, the wildlife, things along that line. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. And they point things out. They're like, if you stop right here, and it's like somewhere random, they'll be like, just stop right here in this little section in the middle of the lake and then turn left and put your head up and tilt it to the right. And you can see a bald eagle or whatever. They are so good at that.
Oh, awesome. That is good news. And what a good follow-up with what we did last week. I had Tyler Compton on here, and we were talking about some of those interpretive tours that they do out there. And I know paddleboarding is one of them. One of the things that I learned when I was reading on their page, which if someone's interested on those tours, nps.gov/WHIS, where you can get more information, because they have kayak tours and paddleboard tours and other types of tours that you can do, things for children and so forth. But when I was reading about the paddleboard, and I've never paddleboarded before, but they say you've got to have, you know, be able to balance on the paddleboard and then stand up from that position, which at my age, Jennifer, that sounds a little bit difficult.
At my age, it's difficult, Tim.
And one of the things that they do promise is that you will probably fall in and get wet. Did that happen for you?
Absolutely. But third time's a charm. And I managed to make it after that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get out there and try it sometime. My granddaughter has a paddleboard, and I might borrow hers and see what that might be like. I've done a lot of kayaking, but not so much paddleboarding.
My daughter did super well. Mm-hmm. She, I should mention that I fell multiple times and I struggled, but my 12-year-old did amazing. She just stood right up. So even kids can paddleboard, and it's super good for them.
Yeah. Comparing that with kayaking, because you're out on the water, but it seems like if by standing up, you can see down into the water much better. I mean, what is the enjoyment over doing other types of things like that?
While it was happening, it was just, first of all, such a challenge. Like, can I do this? Can I really stand up? And then once you're up, you're like, I'm I'm up. It's like your whole view changes. It's really cool. And then there's a constant challenge to your core, like the whole time. I mean, some people, I'm sure it's not like a huge challenge. To me, it was. But there you are, like standing, and your body is actively working so hard. It's just so cool. You get a really good view.
Yeah, and I bet it's a great workout, too.
Definitely. You can feel that for a couple of days.
Well, listen, my Peruvian bride and I, this last month we've gone on a couple trips. I haven't really had a chance to talk about it, but a couple weeks ago we went over to the coast, which was a great place to be this time of year, a lot cooler weather. We went up to Brookings, Oregon, and one of the hikes that we took was the Secret Beach Trail. And it took us down to the beach. There was no one there when we got there. And
Because it's a secret,
but the secret is out now. And then we decided that we were going to walk up this creek. It had a little bit of a trail, and we kept following the trail, and the trail started getting smaller and smaller. And I was looking at my All Trails app, and I noticed that the main trail wasn't very far away. It was just like through the brush. And we had to pull ourselves up over some ledges. And then we got down on all fours. We're crawling through the ferns and through these thorny branches and under trees. But finally we made it. And I was very proud of my wife, that she was such a trooper to follow me up through there.
Wow.
And there was this sense of accomplishment. We went on this adventure. We found the main trail, and we felt very good about ourselves. I think both of us took our phones out and did like a little selfie video talking about how great we are.
I love that. So yeah. I misspoke. That's got to be the secret. That is amazing. Yeah. You guys got to go through the brush. What an adventure.
Yeah, it was. And what a beautiful place. And it was such a, you know, the coastline around there, Brookings, Oregon. And then we wound up making our way, believe it or not, all the way down to San Diego. We took about a week.
Wow.
And so we traveled. We stopped for a couple days in the Monterey, Carmel area.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yes. And so we, you know, we did some walking around the, you know, Monterey Fisherman's Wharf and Cannery Row. And then we, on our way down, we stopped at Hearst Castle. Have you ever been there?
Never. What? That is amazing. How was it?
It was absolutely beautiful. I mean, talk about this phenomenal building by William Randolph Hearst, who had loads of money back in the early 20s and built this fantastic castle. And it is a castle that overlooks the ocean. It's just north of Cambria, California, along the coastline. And I'm telling you, it was quite the experience, and I highly recommend it. And then from there, we went down to San Diego. I got to meet Fanny's dad for the first time, met one of her sisters for the first time. And so, it was quite the adventure. And we did some walking and some hiking and getting outdoors. And it was kind of fun to go somewhere else, you know, and experience some of those things. But I'll tell you, hiking along the coast, especially this time of year, gosh, I can't say enough about it. I highly recommend that people take an opportunity to do that. It's so different than the trails around here.
Something about those outdoor trails at the coast, and just like what you're saying, it reminds me of all those beautiful fields of coastal daisies.
Yes, yes.
That's one of my favorite views.
Yes. And we went, of course, through the area of Oreck, where they have
all the wood carvings.
Yeah, the wood carvings. That's right. They have the wood carvings there and the elk. And so we got to see a herd of elk. Yes. So we got to see some of those. We stopped at Trees of Mystery.
I love that place.
Yeah, that was the first time Fanny had ever been there.
Did you do that Sky Trail thing?
We didn't do the Sky, whatever they call it, the Sky Trail that you called it. That's what I'll call it too. When we got there, apparently it had some issues and it was down for a little bit, even though it was running. There was a line that we knew we would probably be waiting for about 45 minutes to get on it. And so since we were, you know, had a destination to reach that day, we opted out of that. But we did get to see, you know, I think it's called the Brotherhood Tree, the Cathedral Trees.
Yes.
Just absolutely love the redwoods.
There is like a walk up to the top to that lookout area, but that's also probably a 45-minute commitment as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, if that was the only thing that we had to do that day, that right, might have been an option for us. And then we could have rode it back maybe, yeah. You know. But, hey, listen, I want to let people know that if they'd like to know more about Shasta Outdoors, Shasta Outdoors Radio, they can go to itdoesmysoulwell.com. There you'll find videos of some of the hikes and some of our outdoor adventures. You'll find recordings of this program. I do a blog on a regular basis there. You can also find us on Facebook. So again, just go to itdoesmysoulwell.com and you'll be able to get all of that information. And so, hey, before we take a break here, I do want to thank one of our sponsors, Professional Exterminators. And we just would like to thank them. Professional Exterminators is appropriately named because they are the true professionals who will take care of anything from ants to skunks and everything in between. So if something's bugging you, give them a call, 538-338-2822. Professional Exterminators, 538-338-2822.
Big city, tie me loose and set me free.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm backing up. I'm backing up.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And we've been talking about the great outdoors in Northern California. And Jennifer, I am so pleased to have you on the program, back on the program.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
And I'm excited. And in a little bit, we're going to talk about Camp Hope. I know that you're probably chomping at the bit, so to speak, to share with us some of those stories. But I wanted to share with our listeners some hiking tips tonight. Hiking is something that I've done for years and do quite a bit. And once in a while, I have friends and people that go along with me, and I realize they're not quite as prepared as maybe they should be. So I just want to share a few tips and things to remember when you get ready to go on a hike. And I'm talking about hikes. You know, maybe you're just going to do 4 or 5 miles, or sometimes we'll do a day hike of 8 to 10 miles. It just depends. But the top of the list I have is hydration.
Yeah,
make sure you are well hydrated. And one of the things that I make sure I do is I make sure that I drink plenty of water before I even set out. Make sure you're well hydrated before you even take off. Because if you're out there and you're exerting yourself, and in this type of weather especially, you can get dehydrated rather quickly.
And that is super, super dangerous,
yes,
especially when you're out there.
And then take plenty of water with you. You know, kind of map out how far you're going. And, you know, if possible, if you know you're going to be around creeks or water sources, there are some great water filtration bottles so that you can make sure you filter that water well.
That's a good idea.
And I just encourage people, I won't go into the various kinds, but there's kinds, it's almost, you put the lid on a regular water bottle, and that lid has the filtration necessary to, you know, get all the bacteria and yucky stuff out of that water.
That is so cool. What a good idea.
Yeah, but there's nothing worse than getting dehydrated or even getting close to heat stroke. I went on a hike, this was a couple years ago, to Lake Eiler, which is up in the Thousand Lakes Wilderness. Have you ever been up there, Jennifer?
No.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful area near Burney Mountain. And it's basically on the south side of Burney Mountain. But
you know, maybe I have been there now that you said that.
Yeah. It's this great place. And so I decided, hey, I'm going to hike up to Lake Eiler. And so I set out on this hike. I only had 24 ounces of water with me. And I didn't know, because sometimes you look at it on a map and it doesn't necessarily tell you the elevations and how much you're going to be climbing. But the first 1.25 miles was straight uphill. It was a very hot day. And I took, you know, I stopped at least once, maybe twice, just within that first mile. And then, you know, I proceeded to make my hike. Once I got up on top, it was very nice. But on my way back, I was, you know, I had been drinking my water, and when I got about 1 mile from my vehicle, I had run out of water. And that was not a good thing. And I don't know if you've ever been, you know, extremely dehydrated or have had heat stroke. I came close a couple times. I used to mountain bike a lot. It's not a fun experience. And so hydration, drink plenty of water.
Rule number one.
Rule number two is nutrition. And so I highly recommend calorie dense, good protein, simple carbohydrates. That means, you know, fruits, vegetables, things along that line. A good healthy fat, you know, avocado, olive oil, those types of things are good. Just make sure your body is well nutritioned. Is that how you would say that? I don't know.
Nourish?
Yeah. And then anything that you take with you, make sure it has a good shelf life, that it's not going to spoil, especially in this hot weather. I don't recommend, for example, a tuna fish sandwich.
No boiled eggs in your pocket?
Yeah. No, I just don't recommend that. And eat a good, healthy meal 1 hour before you head out. So things to take with you, nuts, dried fruit, jerky, protein bars. But watch the sugar content. Stay away from the trail mix with lots of M&Ms.
Mostly M&Ms with a few cashews floating around.
Because what will happen is you'll experience that sugar spike, and it might give you a little burst of energy, but with the spike comes the valley.
Oh, I have children. I know whatever goes up must come down.
Exactly. And then the next one, clothing. Wear appropriate clothing for the weather. Be prepared for changes. I always take a little day pack. If I got caught one time hiking up towards Brandy Creek Falls. The weather was very nice that day in Redding, but I got up there and this cloud came over and the rain started falling.
Oh no.
But I was prepared. I carry with me a jacket that is good in the rain. And so, the other thing is I always opt for pants over shorts unless I know the trail well.
And
the reason for that is because if you don't know the trail very well, no telling what you might come across.
Are you going to say poison oak? Are you going to say that?
Yes, thorns and poison oak. I've got it right here on the list. Thorns and poison oak, you got to be careful of. I went on the Fisherman Trail at Keswick Dam about 2 months ago, and I thought, I've never hiked that trail. I'm not sure where it goes. And I was so glad that I had my hiking pants on. They're breathable. Even though it was a hot day, because that trail had not been well groomed or trimmed, and there was a lot of thorn thistle. And make sure you've got the appropriate clothing for that hike. And then I always can take with me additional socks.
Ooh, extra socks.
And a towel. Just in case. And
so that was rule number three.
Yeah, that was rule number three. And the next one, we're on number four, footwear. Wear something comfortable, but wear something with a good sturdy sole. Again, sometimes it's just based on the trail. I know there's a lot of hiking shoes out there, but be careful with some of them, even though they might be a really good price. Sometimes the issue is the soles are not very sturdy, and if the trail is really rocky, then you'll be going along on the trail and you're going to feel those rocks and those jags coming up through the sole. Yeah, no fun.
Nope.
And get assurance regarding waterproof hiking boots. There are a few places in town where people will help you, because sometimes hiking shoes, hiking boots will say that they're waterproof, but not completely. And so I've made
deception.
The mistake. Yes. And so if you're going to be crossing streams or anything along that line, wear the appropriate footwear. Oh my goodness. Last winter, Fanny and I went on a hike to, the McLeod Falls, the lower falls, and you can't pull all the way into the parking lot at the lower falls. You have to park out by the highway, and then a good portion of that trail is through the snow.
Oh no.
And so, but we were prepared. We had the appropriate footwear, but it was tough getting through the snow. On the way back, we sat down, we were taking a break, and here came this group of guys, and one of the guys was wearing flip-flops.
In the snow.
In the snow.
Oh, no.
And I just looked at him and I said, are you guys out here just trying to recover from a party night or
what
something?
What's
going on? And the guy said, I'm from Hawaii. I said, well, in Hawaii, those shoes would probably work well, but not here in the snow. So wear good footwear. Number five, trekking poles. Have you ever used trekking poles?
Yes, those things. They're like, walking sticks, but better.
They can be great assistance for stability, endurance. There's ways you got to make sure you have those at the proper height. What I recommend is you set the pole to hit the top of your palm when your arms are at your side and bent at a 90-degree angle. And if you're going mainly uphill to get in, then or you're on an area of the trail where it's mainly going uphill, make those poles a little bit shorter going uphill and a little bit longer for going downhill.
Perfect.
And so they can help you. And so a couple other things, navigation. If you're going somewhere new, map it out before you leave.
You should know where you're going.
I have made this mistake more than once, not mapping it out. I now pretty much will go on Google Earth first. I like doing that at home. I'll go on Google Earth. And then there are some apps. I have the All Trails app. It's been very helpful. But there's others available. Some people say, these other apps are better. But the All Trails app is good. One time I was doing a group hike. It was January 1st of this year. So I set a group hike. I had people tell me that they were going to come, and nobody showed up.
Aww.
And I was doing the Clickapootie Trail Loop, as one of my favorite hikes. But this was the first time that I was going to do the entire loop. And so I took off on the trail, and I got to a fork, and I wasn't sure which way to go, and I went the wrong way.
Oh, no.
And so I was so glad that I didn't have anybody show up, because I would have led them wrongly.
Did you have all your water? Were you hydrated?
And I was
did you have
very
hiking
well hydrated.
Pants?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
All of those things.
And all the things you needed.
It was January 1st. It was
okay.
A cool day.
Perfect.
All right. The last thing, companion. I recommend taking someone with you. If going alone, let someone know where you're going and when you expect to return. And if you're alone, play it safe.
Perfect.
Hey, we've got to take another break here, Jennifer. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Camp Hope. How does
Yay!
That sound?
Oh, All I right. can't wait.
We'll be back after these messages.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And hey, we would like to thank another one of our sponsors tonight, Caliber Office Furniture. If you work from home, it can be a challenge to make do with the space you have available. Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to caliberoffice.com. That's caliberoffice.com. Select work from home and you'll be able to design your own office space. Everything is on sale right now with free shipping directly to your home. Thank you, Chris Cable and Caliber Office Furniture, for sponsoring this program. Well, Jennifer, I think was it last week or the week before, we had Camp Hope, right?
Yes, we just came back from Camp Hope.
Yes, and so Jennifer, you are the Camp Hope coordinator.
Yes, and I direct Classic.
Oh, okay, and direct Classic, and this is for Pathways to Hope.
Yes.
Right, and so you've been with them a few years, really, right?
Yeah, this is now it's completed. I just completed my fourth year of coordinating and directing Camp Hope Pathways.
Right, and we had you on here a few months ago, and we were anticipating the camp that was coming up.
So excited. I mean, I'm still excited even just to talk about it. It was so incredible. I'd love to explain to you a little bit what Classic means.
Yes.
So we're kind of divided up into two separate little groups. We take of age groups. So we take kids from age 7 to age 12 in a group that we call Classic. And then the other half of our camp is ages 13 to 17, and they are called High Adventure.
Right.
And so that's just kind of like our breakup of ages. And those older kids get to do something really cool that maybe the younger kids, they aren't quite ready to do yet. And it's something they get to look forward to if they get to stay with our program and do all of our activities. So those older kids in High Adventure, they get to go spend the night under the stars along the side of the river.
Oh,
so
nice.
They get to do two full river rafting days with this incredible night under the stars right along the side of the Klamath River. And they get to make something called river tacos, which sounds like you harvest like seaweed and rocks and stuff.
Right.
It's nothing like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they just kind of cook it like over an open fire situation, and it's super fun and really good. But when we're talking about going to camp, we always tell the kids, are you excited for river tacos? And their eyes are kind of like,
what are river tacos?
Am I?
I'm thinking you grab a trout and put it between a tortilla or something.
There we go.
Yeah. That's all right.
Real outdoor stuff.
So, Jennifer, let's talk a little bit about the ones that go to the camp. I know that these are young people that have had some challenges in life, right?
Absolutely. So we don't know every single detail of everyone's story, but we do know that something has happened to everybody. Something. And there are certain qualifications for camp. This whole, Camp Hope America started out of a family justice center, and it was designed for kids who'd been exposed to domestic violence in the home.
Mm.
So every single kiddo that comes to Camp Hope has been exposed to some sort of trauma. And they can't be in the middle of the trauma. It has to be something in the past that they're kind of moving forwards. Because
okay.
This isn't a therapeutic camp. Like, this isn't, it isn't an intervention camp, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for kids that have been through similar instances to gain that support and connections with other kids that maybe have had the same sort of situations happen to them.
Right.
So that's the idea of the camp, is that we're getting these kids together, we're connecting them, we're creating these awesome connections and bonds with campers and counselors, and then we're taking them on this incredible week-long adventure. So they get to do whitewater rafting, they get to do zip lining, the high ropes course, which, have you ever seen that?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's so cool. So
I'm afraid of heights, so I don't know if that would be something I would be on board with.
Be brave. This is a great time for me to mention that all of our activities are challenged by choice.
Okay.
We definitely encourage everybody to give it a try, but if it's just too much of a challenge for them, no one's going to force them to put on a harness.
Right.
And we clap for our friends all along the way. So even if they look at the harness and they were too afraid, it's like, hey, yay, you looked at it, right on. And having that support from your cabin mates makes you feel really good. And you maybe will even go a step further. You might try it on. Like, okay, I'm going to try it on. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put one foot up there. That sort of a thing. And but a lot of the kids just jump right up there and they give it a try and they just love it.
Yes. What I love about this is because it gives young people an opportunity to get outdoors, to have their own adventures. I know going across that ropes course has got to give them such a sense of accomplishment, sort of like when Fanny and I made it through the brush to get to the trail, right? We were so happy doing our little selfie videos, and I'm sure that you know, I know you said it's not therapeutic, probably meaning you're not doing like counseling sessions.
Right.
And
no intervention.
Yeah. But you get outdoors and you do these types of things. That's why I say it does my soul well, because there is a therapeutic aspect to that.
Yeah, in that sense, it is absolutely a therapeutic camp.
Right.
You bet.
Right.
I just meant like it's not a intervention at the
right.
moment. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I understand.
And
that.
Something else is that these kiddos can't bring any electronics. So
right.
they are outdoors.
Yes.
Even the cabins are like open air cabins. Mm-hmm. So they get a lot of great fresh air, but they still have that security of walls around them. So they are completely outside the whole time. It is so good for them. And you can
right.
see them just thriving, being able to be outdoors and disconnected from the social media and from their cell phones and all that. It's so good to see.
Yeah, I have often stated that one of my favorite places to be in the wilderness is where I have no cell phone reception.
Absolutely.
You know, to be completely disconnected from that entire electronic world. Nobody can really get a hold of me, and it just helps you to focus on your actual surroundings.
Absolutely.
And so when did the Camp Hope, did it just end last week? Or
so
when
yeah, let's see. Today's like the 10th, so we've been back for 12 days, I think.
Okay.
Probably right around there. Yes.
Right. So how many young people did you have at camp this year?
72.
Wow.
We divide up by 36 and 36,
okay.
Classic and High Adventure.
Right. So the different age groups, so you had 36.
Yes.
Now, are they at different times or are they all there at the same time?
So we're there at the same time, but they do different tracks, which means mm-hmm. that they're in like separate activities, but they do get to like see each other interact briefly at pond time. And pond time is one of the favorites. The kiddos just love pond time. It is so much fun. It's just this awesome, so they actually fish, like there's actually fish in the pond. One of the activities is fishing. Of course, not all people are swimming, but
right.
things got weird. No. So that's something they love to do because it's hours that they just get to swim and swim and swim. And we have this really cool aqua glide slide thing in the middle of the deep end.
Mm.
And then on the, it's like divided in half because not everybody's a great swimmer and we don't want anybody to get hurt. So they have to pass a swim test to be able to go over to that aqua glide. Otherwise, they get to stay in the shallow end, and that has some fun floating things and paddle boards, something that we already talked
right.
about
yeah.
a little bit. Kiddos love those.
Were you out there giving them a demo on that?
Not at all. I didn't want to have those kids watch me fall. But, no, I definitely encouraged them to give it a try, and it was really fun watching the kids paddle around with those and just, like, experiment with that and
yes.
see how their balance was, which is far better than mine. Just a fun fact.
Yes.
Something else is they get to get a fun snack out of the little snack shack there.
Mm.
We pay for all the kiddos to spend, you know, $3 at the snack shack every
right.
day, which is pretty cool because then they get to go pick whatever kind of a treat or a snack that they want to have while they sit by the pond, and they get to just kind of hang out there, and it's so much fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And so tell us a little bit about the staffing and the counselors and where do they come from?
So our counselors are and staff. Oh my, I could go on forever. I don't think this show's long enough. I love them so much. They did so much hard work in preparing for this, and their hearts are so amazing. The counselors are very, very important to these campers because they spend the whole week together. So these are people they're actually creating bonds with. So they're going to be the year-round mentors for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue having monthly meetups here in this area. You know, we're not going to drive up to camp every single month.
Right.
But we're going to continue having these monthly meetups so those counselors and the campers can spend time together. And they can continue to, like, nurture that relationship that started at camp. We want them to know that there are people that really care about them and that, you know, want to see them do well.
Right.
So that's just counselors are incredible, and they're so important to these kiddos. And our adult staff were phenomenal. So I could definitely not do it on my own.
Right.
I direct Classic, but we had two of my awesome coworkers were co-directing High Adventure. And then we took our PD officers with us, and we took some of our local doctors with us to be some of our adult staff, and they just were an excellent team and just did so much together to help with all those little things that come up. Somebody needs a towel, someone needs a sleeping bag, someone's feeling a little scared, and my coworkers were some of my adult staff, some of my really good friends, and so it was really amazing to see them in action and just doing so much for these kids.
Nice.
Just nurturing that relationship.
Nice. You know, we're going to take a break here in just about a minute here, but on the meetups, what are those? Are those some more outdoor type of ventures?
Absolutely. We get to do something. We'll either like meet at the park or maybe we'll go. We love to do, I know it's indoors, but skating's one of those things we do.
Right.
And we love to go to the trampoline park and different places like that. But outdoors is always a favorite.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, listeners, you are listening to Shasta Outdoors. I am Tim Scarborough, and I have Jennifer Ely here with me, and she is the camp coordinator or the coordinator for Camp Hope. And when we come back, I want to hear about maybe some specifics, some stories, some things that have happened at this past camp with some
you
of the young
bet.
People. All right. We will be back after these messages.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at reddinghomehelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And we have been talking about Camp Hope, which just happened within the last few weeks here, and learning more about what they do there. But Jennifer, I was wondering if you might be able to share with us a little bit, you know, some specifics, some things that have happened, some stories with some of the young people there.
Yes, absolutely. So you had mentioned this before, and I thought, what am I going to share with you? There's so much. Can I narrow it down? But there is something really specific, and I would like to talk about the fear of the unknown. So we had a precious little camper that was very afraid of the river and rafting. And there's always a great rafting story, right? Mm-hmm. Someone's always like, sure. I don't know about rafting. That sounds just like that's a little bit too much. And like I said, everything is challenged by choice. But when everybody is going down to start rafting, there's really not a place to be like, yeah, you wait here along the side of the Klamath River. We'll send an Uber or whatever. No, that's not a thing. So there we go. It's about time. We're about to go rafting, and he was just so nervous, and he's like, I think I'd just like to stay out. Can I do something else? Can I wait here? Is there a car? Can I stay on the bus? It's super hot. You don't want to stay on the bus, and no one's going to force you, though.
Right.
But, you know, would you like to just stay with your group, and, you know, would you like to give it a try? And he definitely thought he could give it a try, but it was so hesitant, and watching his little like face was just pure worry. His eyes were big. He was just not sure. And so he has on his little vest because everyone wears a life vest and everyone wears a helmet. And it's like, it's getting more and more real with everything he puts on. Eyes are a little bit bigger. He's like, oh no, I'm really going. I'm going to mention that we do a really smooth raft for the younger kids. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, whitewater rapids that are going to spin you around. You're not going to fall out.
Right.
They just wear the safety equipment, you know, really safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just for that reason. Anyways, it's getting more and more real. We're getting closer to the raft. He's like, I have to go pee, you know, everything you can think of to delay it five more seconds, you know, and it's like, okay, I don't have a water bottle. You're holding it, you know, that sort of a thing. So he gets in the raft, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, here we go. Let's see how this goes. So he gets in the raft, and he does it, and he's just holding on, like, to both sides, and there's nothing to hold on to, so his arms are just kind of out. And I'm thinking, I don't know how this is going to go. Well, I didn't tell him because, you know, I didn't want to stir the pot. I wasn't going in that raft, and I really was going to drive around to the other side and take a picture. So I did that, and you know what happened? I was waiting over, like, at one of those bridges they go under, and I saw his little face, and it was pure action. Joy. And that moment melted my heart because this is somebody who was so afraid to try it. And then there we were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it just shows so much growth within themselves. Like, I was so scared of this. I didn't know if I could do it. And I just proved that I could. And not only that, but I am thriving and I am having a really good time.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. Love hearing those stories and what it actually does for these young people when they get out there, you know, take that risk, take that chance, go beyond what you think you can do and just experience that sense of accomplishment.
Exactly.
That has just got to lift them up. Tremendously.
So it's not the unknown anymore. So we don't have fear of the unknown.
Right, right. And so talk a little bit about the camaraderie between the various campers and those relationships that get built.
So that's really, really important because we want them to kind of like bond with each other and, you know, build relationships and have new friends. That's something that I kind of like boast about when we're getting ready before camp. I'm like, you are going to make new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that. You can see it happening because after you do these great things together, you're having the time of your life in a situation that you didn't know if you were going to be okay in. And you're looking around and who's surrounding you. These great people that have all just tried something for the first time with you and something that is challenging and incredible, and you did it. And so therefore you're just connected.
Nice.
Builds organically.
I think it would be interesting to take a picture of the campers, when they are heading out for camp.
Oh yeah.
and the difference when they come back from
Yes, camp. I love that. The before and afters. Right. I did one of those for me, but that was just to show that I at one moment had my life together, but I knew at the end of camp it was going to be a free for all.
Right.
That so, sort of thing.
And,
don't get me wrong. We do have a little bit of conflict. Sometimes,
sure.
You know, they're, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That was definitely a thing that happened. Sometimes the kiddos have things that pop up, but like I said, the incredible counselors and my amazing adult staff that was there would just squash every time, every conflict that came up. We're on it.
Right. Now, some of the counselors, are they previous campers?
Yes, absolutely. Even some of our adult staff. One person in particular, and I really, really love her, she was a camper turned counselor, and now she's staff at the teen center.
Wow.
And I love her. She's one of the, she's just amazing. She's such an inspiration, and she has an incredible story. I won't share her story because it's her story to share, but
right.
Her story is wonderful, and she definitely shares what she overcame and how she overcame it and how much Camp Hope impacted her. And she's incredible. It's actually, there's a video about her on, it's actually on like YouTube, I'm pretty sure.
Pathways oh, nice.
To Hope with Freedom for Null.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And so if, typically this isn't just something that somebody can bring to you to say, oh, here's a young person. We'd like them to go to this camp. How do they actually get
connected? Oh, it's such a hard
connected?
Process because the need for this camp in this area is amazing. Just, you wouldn't believe it. I have stacks of nomination forms of kiddos that didn't get to make it. I can't even look at it because it breaks my heart.
Right.
I love these kids so much, and I truly believe in the magic of Camp Hope. And
right.
I believe that if we could do three groups, I would take everybody.
Nice.
I absolutely love them, and I can see the growth that each one of these campers, and I can see them just blossom into like these humans that maybe needed to build confidence, that maybe don't get the support that they need. Maybe they've been to multiple foster homes, and they just needed this.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could take them all, I would.
Right. How can people be involved with Camp Hope? How can they help?
So we have a great fundraiser coming up.
Okay.
We have our great Monte Carlo event.
Hmm.
I don't want to say this wrong, so I actually, let me bring it up really quick.
Yes.
It's going to be on Saturday, September 30th, and it's going to be at Wind River.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be super fun. This year, it's going to be live music with Hook. Have you heard
nice.
That band?
Yes.
They're so
yeah,
good.
They are awesome. Yes.
Yeah. There's going to be silent and live auctions and dinner and dancing and Hope Awards. And if you would love to, get like a table, anyone who's listening, if you would love to make reservations for a table or even just a ticket for yourself, you can call the office at 530-242-2020, or you can email info@hopeshasta.org, and that will be able to take you to all that information and see if you want to have a spot in this incredible event. This fundraiser is to raise money for Camp Hope. For my precious little campers that mean the world to me, and for the Teen Center, and for all of our Pathways programs, but of course those are the ones that are near and dear to my heart.
Awesome. Awesome. I just so appreciate everything that you're doing, everything that Pathways to Hope does, the teen centers, and I have been at various Chamber of Commerce greeters meetings and things that have been there, and it is a phenomenal organization, and I encourage people to check it out. Give us that website again.
Oh, yeah. Well, the pathwaystohope.org is a good one, but the one for this particular event is info.
Okay.
It's info@hopeshasta.org.
All right. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the program again tonight. And
is it over?
Oh, we're getting really close.
Having the best time, Tim.
Just want to gotta get
Why
in
does
some
it have to end?
Concluding. Well, it doesn't, Jennifer. I'm trying to get you back here every week, and so and I love having you on the program. You're so incredibly articulate, and I can just see the joy in you as you talk about these things. But as we conclude here, I do want to ask you, what do you got coming up this weekend? Anything fun that you're doing? Anything fun planned?
Some fun outdoors things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that what you're saying? saying it. Yeah. You know, I feel like you may have even inspired me to go hiking. Oh, I think I might want to try that. Now I've got all those great tips, so that would be a really good one. Right before my kiddos go back to school.
Yes.
Then that might be a really fun thing.
Lots of great places around here to do the hiking. There is no doubt about that. And I think my wife and I are going to go up to the Siskiyou County Fair up in Yreka. That's going on right now. And so we've talked about, you know, going up there and checking it out. And we've been trying to get back out there on the kayaks and do a little more fishing. So we'll see if that happens or not. But anyway, hey, listeners, you have been listening to Shasta Outdoors, where we encourage you to get outdoors and enjoy God's great creation. We promise it will do your soul well.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.